I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A group of religious leaders, attorneys, and others say they'll ask the Alabama Supreme Court for a new trial in the case of a death row inmate. A coalition including Law & Order star Sam Waterston, National Clergy Council President Reverend Rob Schenick, and others say they believe a new trial could lead to the exoneration of William Quenzel. Quenzel was convicted in a 1987 murder and robbery in Talladega County and has argued he's innocent for years. Quenzel attorney David Kochman and others have said evidence that could have cleared Quenzel was suppressed until long after his sentencing. They say numerous issues, including ineffective counsel and questionable witness testimony, led to his conviction. A stranded melonhead whale found in Gulf Shores suffered a severe respiratory infection. APR student reporter Nia Craig has more on the research.
The Dauphin Island Sea Lab's Alabama Marine Mammal Stranded Network now knows why the animal struggled to swim and breathe. Researchers say they had to perform a necropsy to determine the cause of the whale's death. The whale was found October 6 near Surfside Shores, Condos, and Gulf Shores. Beachgoers stabilized the whale until wildlife officials arrived. However, the whale needed to be euthanized. Officials say beachgoers should never push stranded animals back into the water, but should instead call a 24-hour hotline at 1-877-WELL-HELP. For APR News, this is Nia Craig in Tuscaloosa.
Number 10 Alabama has a full week ahead as they get sent for an SEC road game Saturday at number 9 Texas A&M. Some controversial video surfaced today following Saturday's 27-14 win over Arkansas. It apparently shows Razorbacks coach Brett Bielema going out of his way to instigate a penalty on sophomore Cam Robinson. Coach Nick Saban says he has not seen the video.
What I did see was Cam got blocked pretty well on the play by one of their players. In our tape, he got up and shoved another player in frustration. That's basically what I saw, and that's what I assumed the penalty was for and about. So that's really all I can comment on.
The Crimson Tide's game against the Aggies will kick off at 2:30 p.m. on CBS. A 60% chance of showers in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the upper 50s. A 40% chance of a late shower in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the lower 60s. And mostly clear skies in Mobile on the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.